Welcome to the Membership Machine Show, talking you through your membership website from initial idea all the way to finished product. Here's your host, Jonathan Denwood.
Welcome back, folks, to the Membership Machine Show. This is episode 3. We're recording this on Friday, the 11th, 2022. You can join us live on YouTube or Facebook. And if you've got any questions or you want to chat after the podcast part of the show, please feel free to join us. In this episode, we're going to be talking about one of the most important and powerful WordPress plugins that can really help you manage a membership website on WordPress. But it's a plugin I think causes, personally, some confusion for people because it can do so much. I've got my great co-host with me, Spencer. Spencer, would you like to introduce yourself to the listeners and viewers?
Good morning. Happy Veterans Day. And it's Spence from WPLaunchify.com.
That's fantastic. So before we go into the meat and potatoes of this show, I've got a couple of messages from our key sponsors.
Are you looking for ways to make your content more engaging? Sensei LMS by Automattic is the original WordPress solution for creating and selling online courses. Sensei's new interactive blocks can be added to any WordPress page or post. For example, interactive videos let you pause videos and display quizzes, lead generation forms, surveys, and more. For a 20% off discount for the tribe, just use the code WPTonic, all one word, when checking out and give Sensei a try today.
The importance of backing up your WordPress website cannot be emphasized enough. We use Blog Vault to help us do this on a daily basis. With free staging, migrations, and on the pro plans, malware scanning and autofix, Blog Vault is the professional's choice when managing just one website or many. Go to blogvault.com and see for yourself. You seriously won't find a better, more complete solution. That's blogvault.com, blogvault.com.
We're coming back. I just want to point out, got some great deals. And if you're looking for a specific plugin for your membership website, I've got a great list of providers and solutions. You can get all these goodies by going over to WPTonic/deals. WPTonic/deals. So, Spencer, I thought we would talk about a plugin, a really powerful plugin. That you know really well. You're probably one of the key experts in this plugin. But it's a solution that I also feel causes just general confusion in general. First of all, would you agree with that statement? And secondly, can you give a quick outline of what WP Fusion actually does?
I'll break that down into three parts. First of all, yes, I have a longstanding relationship with Jack Arturo, the author and the owner of WP Fusion. We originally engaged when he first came out with the product, and I was blown away with the potential. And he engaged me professionally to help him with the marketing and the positioning, where my initial thought, which has turned out to be true, is that this is not a developer's tool. This is a marketer's dream come true tool because it connects any of over 55 now CRMs, either SaaS hosted CRMs or a couple plugin ones to your WordPress site and allows what used to be very expensive, complex marketing automation to be part of any WordPress site. So my relationship and my involvement with Jack is very deep. I'm on the website. People come to me for free calls. Now, I'm going to go to your second or your third part. Does WP Fusion cause confusion? No. I think what is true, though, is there is a standing confusion about what WordPress can do and what marketing automation is. WP Fusion solves it, but it's sort of like saying aspirins cause headaches. Now, aspirins cure headaches. The headaches are caused by something else, but then which aspirin to take and how to take it is maybe the part that's confusing for somebody who's never tried it. So what we try to do and what we're going to do here in this show is streamline down what is the marketing automation as it applies to some of the popular plugins, some of the features of WordPress, because that's where it really shines. It connects the features of WordPress to a CRM in a way you can track a user's journey and also give access to or display of different things as a result.
Yeah, I think that's a great summary. But just a quick follow for your question before going on to the next main question. It has that part, but the other part, when with a specific focus on memberships and people wanting to build a membership website on WordPress, that is our key focus, folks. But we also cover other SaaS solutions and online solutions. It's not totally focused on WordPress, but we have an emphasis because both me and Spence believe that you should build your membership website on WordPress, and that's what we honestly believe. But the other factor is you can build the whole membership website without a membership plugin. And if you don't want to use LMS, you can just do it with WP Fusion. I am correct about that.
Okay, let me break this part out real quick because otherwise the rest of the show is going to be confusing as hell. WP Fusion is like a USB connector that works with hundreds of different plugins that are inside of WordPress. The reason that it interacts with them is to take the user and, again, track what they do. They click or see or buy or do something, you know, gives them tags and collects data about them. But then because of what data has been collected, you can use the CRM to have rules or automations that say, if someone's from Chicago and purchased this product and has this tag, show them something different. Mm-hmm. Inside of WordPress, that works across a variety of different features in the form of plugins. Now, on this show, we have an emphasis on membership. One of the most confusing things about the legacy of WordPress is there was a time when you needed an all-in-one plugin to do everything, to onboard a user, collect the money, control access, do the subscriptions. So there's a dozen or so very popular plugins that have been around forever. I'll name one like MemberPress or WooCommerce Memberships. People get confused thinking that they need those still. They do not need those. Why? Because we recommend a modern stack, which we'll talk about, that breaks out those features like onboarding a user, collecting the money, doing the subscription, and so forth. But the unifying thing between all of them is that the user's journey is still being tracked with tags. So you could, for example, sell the product in WooCommerce or the subscription, give them a tag, the tag enrolls them in a course or gives them access to whatever. So the number one takeaway is, in 2022 and beyond, with a WordPress stack, you do not need and most often do not want an all-in-one membership plugin. Those days are over. Sorry.
Yeah, my position on this is how I rationalize it myself is if I've got somebody that's looking to host with us and they're looking maybe only to run one or maybe two courses, and because we provide WP Fusion as part of our solution, I say to them, well, if you're really only going to run one or two courses and that's going to be it, you know, and you're already utilizing something like ActiveCampaign, WP Fusion is a fantastic solution, and because you're going to want to integrate your marketing automation with something like ActiveCampaign. But on the other hand, if I get somebody that says, well, we're really going to build a large membership e-learning business, a learning business, I say to them, well, WP Fusion is still a great solution, but I also suggest that you should use something like Lifter LMS or Bud, or if they're looking to build a community-based membership, something like BuddyBoss with LearnDash, with WP Fusion. This is how I kind of semi-rationalize it. What's your thoughts about that?
Well, in fairness to how you've arrived at this place, this is a consequence of WordPress's evolution too. But I'm going to make a I'm going to make a bold statement here because I think that's my style and this is what I've done over the years. I think the day has long since come and gone where a person should be coddled and given a hybrid of the old and the new. I use this metaphor every day in my phone calls for free people. Today we have electric cars. We had gas-powered cars before, and before that we had horse and buggy. There was a time when somebody had a horse and a wagon and or buggy, and it was like, oh, I want to get a car. So you're like, well, you can kind of like attach the thing you got to the new thing. But in 2022, it would be ridiculous to say, oh, we're going to attach the horse and the buggy to the back of your Tesla. That's just two competing things in different universes. So in the same way, if you are going to build a membership site of any size, I would no longer ever recommend not having the layer of marketing automation with WP Fusion and some CRM at the basis of it. Because if you don't put that in now, it'll be impossibly hard to put it in later. And you're, and so, but the consequence of that is that even with some of our friends' plugins like Lifter LMS, you have to take a different approach on how you set up the sales of the Lifter LMS courses. Lifter LMS has built into it the capacity, if you wanted, just like a membership plugin, to sell a course direct. But you should not do that, because even if they only have one course, if you set up the foundation of the future high rise properly with the automation and the method and the rest, then if they grow the business from one course to 2 to 5 to 10, they'll never have to change it. But if you go the other way and you do the sort of horse and buggy method that already existed, now you have to sort of go, ugh, we got to undo everything and start over. Plus, you miss the main benefit of marketing automation, which is, think of an original old-fashioned store. Remember, we used to go in there, and the owner would have a fishbowl on the counter asking you to put your business card in there when you visited the store in exchange for a free giveaway. Why? Because then they know who you were and when you came and what you did and what you looked at, and they can get back to you. If you're not using marketing automation from the get-go, Google Analytics will not tell you anything about the visitors to your site. Marketing automation will, which means if they don't buy now, you can get them to buy later. If they buy now, you can get them to buy more later. You're collecting data in an ethical way about what they do. That is a layer you cannot avoid in a modern business because everyone else is doing it. You're at a competitive disadvantage. So, bottom line, don't build any membership site without the layer of marketing automation. And in doing so, follow the suggestions we're doing, which is take the popular plugins and do it with the automation way versus the, you know, yeah, there is a way to do it without it, but don't.
Right. Would that be the same answer if somebody's looking to utilize a native WordPress marketing automation solution, which the one we recommend all the time? We've got other solutions that we can offer, but it's the one that we go to straight away, which is Fluent CRM. Would you still, if you're going to utilize Fluent CRM, which is an enormously powerful marketing automation plugin, would you still, you know, we can offer both on our solution, but would you, on your own consultation, would you still say to them, yeah, install Fluent CRM and WP Fusion?
Yes, and here's the decision tree, because the decision tree, we've discussed this in another show, but it's worth mentioning. The decision tree, first of all, when you're doing a new site from scratch or retrofitting, is a social networking component relevant? Because you have to take a different decision if you're going to use BuddyBoss on what the theme is. But once you're past that, then it's, do you already use, this is the question, do you already use a hosted SaaS CRM, yes or no? Because if you do, like Salesforce and Fusionsoft, HubSpot, there's some companies that have other things going on with that, and you have to say, okay, fine, we'll connect to that. If not, the next question is, do you do really heavy one-on-one high-ticket selling, where literally you have a sales team calling people up, hustling the stuff? Because tools for that are maybe in other types of CRMs, which are not necessarily so mature and fluent. But if the answer on all those questions is an affirmative, you know, no, it's cool. Fluent CRM is the best thing to start with. I get feedback on your side. Hit your mute for a second, I think.
All right.
Because what happens is with Fluent, you can get started out of the box, very limited, for free. But even at the $129 per site pro, that's a one-time-a-year charge for something at the PHP level that does everything you need for what we're discussing. And yet, it can grow to a list of 100,000 people with no cost. Every other SaaS CRM is charging you per list member. And even if you're not making money from them, you're being charged. So you could easily be at $100 and $150 a month for a SaaS CRM that's giving you not $1 better benefit than Fluent CRM, and certainly not better tools. Because I'm very close with Shah Jahan Jewell and his team, WP Managed Ninjas. They've just been extremely responsive to all the suggestions of myself and other people, and have made it into that layer feature that we need to fill in with WordPress, separating everything out into a feature. So yes, I wholeheartedly say you cannot go wrong starting with Fluent CRM. And that's why I, with my methods and my starter kits and everything else, I go with that, because then nobody has to sign up for another service. They don't have to put things on another dashboard. They don't have to train more people. They don't have to be paying a rental. And their cost of ownership of what we're talking about on WordPress, $600 to maybe $1,200 a year. That's $50 to $100 a month, owned and controlled. Nothing else to buy outside.
I think that's fantastic. And I just love Fluent CRM of the native solutions. I just think it's got the best team. It's got a track record. And these are the team behind it, the management team, are serious people, and it's going to be growing and supported. And I think it's just developing in the right way myself. On to the next question. So of the learning management systems, you know, there is four that we really deal with and support with WP Tonic. That's Lifter LMS, Learn Dash, Buddy Boss, and Sensei, which sponsors this show. A great platform if you're looking for WordPress. Based on your extensive experience, how does WP Fusion work with these four main learning management community solutions, which I feel are the top solutions? Is there anything based on your experience that the end user needs to know if they're looking at these four?
Go ahead and hit your mute again. I'm not sure why your mic's doing that fish tank thing. I'll just go through them individually. First of all, Lifter and LearnDash, I think, are comparable. In other words, they're the market leaders. The difference between them, one could say, is LearnDash is now owned by a corporate entity, over in the stack of Liquid Web, or I'm not sure which division of that company, but over at Liquid Web. And right, your mic's off, but sorry. But, you know, they're not personal, whereas Lifter is still undeniably, at a personal level, the best support. You've got Chris and Thomas and the entire team.
Well, it's amazing support, isn't it? It's
just, I mean, amazing. You're really, that's what you're paying for. So when it comes down to it, the software is always open source, but like, you will not find a personal human being relationship with LearnDash, although the software is exceptionally good. You will find exceptionally good software and this ridiculously personal relationship with Lifter LMS. So Lifter LMS has a slightly different model. They start for free, and then you can buy the add-on package. LearnDash is you pay up front, and then there's tchotchkes that come along with the package. So you end up in the same place. But I put them on par. And I say that the difference in the communities is, I think LearnDash is maybe more appropriate for a business, a corporate entity that is really just like, look, I need that software first and all the other things that go with it. I don't care about talking to the persons. Whereas if you're starting out as a solopreneur and so forth, that Lifter gives you this real head start with the community and with Chris and so forth. Sensei, mixed emotions on this. The team leader who you've had on your show, who's a pal of mine, we talked about me doing some other stuff with Sensei. Sensei was the original sort of membership plugin from the Woo days, and it got orphaned. And I think that they're putting some effort. I was told they have a budget. They have 17 team members. They're going to be trying to bring this up to speed. I wish them the best of luck. In fact, I was hopeful that they'd be interested in working together so I can help direct them, because I think that there's room for Sensei to do something that LearnDash and Lifter don't do, which is to be streamlined down to just being the thing that does the feature of basic membership. You see, as we talked about, LearnDash and Lifter have the entire universe of options in them because they were designed as all-in-one plugins. Sensei, with the right help, could be something that could be focused really narrow on just being the thing to manage the library of courses and stuff. And if they change their mind, call me back. But otherwise, I hope they go down that path, because that would be a shame for them to chase Lifter and LearnDash. There's no possible way they're catching up with that. I don't even know if they care about that. So I would say Sensei, as of today, is a wild card. Buddy Boss is the absolute 900-pound gorilla for what it does. So, you know, Michael Eisenwater and his now partner, Tom Chedai, they took what was Buddy Press and BB Press back in the day, He's from Chicago as well, and we talk about this all the time. They found that it was very difficult to do the things they needed to do because all the extra add-ons and tchotchkes and fixes. So they built this entire platform that is undeniably the best and only choice for anybody. And its number one attraction is the app, which allows you to take, you know, otherwise an HTML5 compatible site, but have a true app. And almost every single one of my consulting clients asks for BuddyBoss as a platform. So when you talk about integration, now to the point, you got to go to that decision tree. So you have to ask first, are you interested in BuddyBoss at all? If you are, you need to use the BuddyBoss theme, and then you can use the Gutenberg stuff as blocks. After that, you have to ask yourself, you know, between the Lifter, LearnDash, and Sensei, what's the flavor that suits my taste? And if you're a solopreneur, you want the community and the help, go to Lifter. If you otherwise are like, look, I just want the software and I like the fact there's a lot of integrations and other things that are really established, LearnDash has incredible, you know, continuity with that. If you want to be wild card, go Sensei, have fun, you know.
Yeah, there's just one additional bit of information you got to know. At the present moment, with the BuddyBoss app solution, it only really works at the present moment with LearnDash.
Yes and no, because here's why. When you do a BuddyBoss, the thing that people, when you ask them, like why do you want the app? Most of them want the app because it gives the appearance, rightly so, of like, we've got an app on Android or iPhone. And then when the people use it, some of them want to do in-app sales, but the majority of people don't. And we convince them to streamline down what features they use. So for them, we set up the website normally, and then you can see Lifter just normally on the app as well. You use the website to manage it, but people consume content. You are correct, though, about LearnDash for deep integration, but it's sort of a red herring because, again, I wouldn't recommend anybody just rely on using the app.
Well, it is and it isn't, because they go to the BuddyBoss website, they start doing a big dive, it focuses on LearnDash. When they come to us, trying to persuade them that they should look at Lifter is a bit of a drag. So we attempt it, because everything you've said is totally correct, but it's just that they've done a fair bit of research. It's wrong research. That's the point of this podcast, basically.
Well, it's a difference between read only and read write. Let's distinguish it, because I think that's important too. If you're going to engage BuddyBoss for the app, first of all, understand it's a cost up front and it's a rental cost, and you're going to need help from your company, my company, or BuddyBoss's list of agents. You can buy a block of hours. Now, the difference between the three of them is really where your orientation is. If you go directly to BuddyBoss, you'll get a very talented, nameless, faceless person who doesn't care or know about anything else you're doing, but can really help you with BuddyBoss. If you go to your company, you get this experience for the whole membership setup specifically. My company is kind of more focused on the continuity, the marketing automation, the other plugins, and the e-commerce and the sales funnel. But essentially, either way, you're going to need a budget for that. So I think if you're going the direction that LearnDash probably starts to be a better choice for you anyway. So you solve your problem, just because once you paid for the app, you're going to spending money, you might as well go LearnDash. If you don't have the need for that, then Lifter becomes, like we talked about, more of a, let's get started in this. Let's grow something as a solopreneur, as a side gig, or, you know, and there is a big difference in that, because a one-person company versus a budgeted, you know, multi-person company is significant. There's thousands of dollars of difference involved.
Yeah, that's fantastic. We're going to go for our mid break. We'll be back in a few moments, folks.
Hey, it's Spence from LaunchFlows.com. If you've been looking for a fast and easy way to create powerful sales funnels on WordPress, then look no further than LaunchFlows. In just minutes, you can easily create instant registration, upsells, downsells, order bumps, one-click checkouts, one-time offers, custom thank you pages, and best of all, no coding is required. For as little as $50 per year, you can own and control your entire sales funnel machine with LaunchFlows. Get your copy today.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Lifter LMS, the leading learning management system solution for WordPress. If you or your client are creating any kind of online course, training-based membership website, or any type of e-learning project, Lifter LMS is the most secure, stable, well-supported solution on the market. Go to lifterlms.com and save 20% at checkout with coupon code podcast20. That's podcast20. Enjoy the rest of your show.
We're coming back. We've had a bit of a dive around WP Fusion, which in my opinion is one of the most interesting, powerful and innovative plug-in solutions in the WordPress scene. And it's been that way for the past few years, but it is amazing. If you want to support the show, please join our Facebook group, the Membership Machine Mastermind group, and also subscribe to the YouTube channel, the WP Tonic. It's the major way that Google and YouTube sees that the channel is really doing what it's supposed to do, giving you advice and insight. So please subscribe to both. So on to our discussion, Spence. So, the key other area, we've got to focus about membership websites on this podcast and on this live YouTube show. But you've got the other side of WP Fusion, which is his major side, which is helping people integrate all the power and flexibility of WordPress with a SaaS-based marketing automation. There are a lot of them out there. Based on your extensive experience, what are some of the best SaaS-based solutions that work best with WP Fusion and WordPress? Maybe 2 to 3 of the leaders?
Right. So again, what's good about this is Jack publishes a scorecard over wpfusion.com/documentation/CRM compatibility. And the scorecard is a little slanted on a few of them because Jack and I have a different viewpoint. It's Jack's thing to do, but like I tell him where I think he's right or wrong and whatever. So the scorecard.
Well, I'm sure you do that because you do.
We have a very like us, but without fighting. Jack and I don't fight or argue. We just
Jack isn't the talk.
Jack and I have the marriage that I wish I had in real life. You and I have a relationship like most of my girlfriends and I. It's very hot and spicy, but it's always something. So here's what's going on. There's a scorecard, and the scorecard makes it very clear. First, though, is to ask the question, do I already have a relationship with the CRM? Because that's for most of the customers, I think, to come that are, you know, with an existing business. They've already got something. So they may be interested in knowing about changing, but they've come oftentimes, unfortunately, really, really banged around the head. Like HubSpot people have been we've talked about this, just abused when it comes to pricing. You know, they said it was free and then they said it was $50 a month and it went to $900 as soon as I added only 1,000 people to my list. And they
It's so surprising, isn't it?
I mean, legit, I've had customers where it was $50, got them enticed, then $900 for 1,000 people, and then they wanted $17,000 contract to watch YouTube training videos with somebody on a Zoom call.
It could be worse. They could have gone with Salesforce.
I was flabbergasted. So here's the deal. If the person has that, then they can be talked into or consider using one of the A+ or B+ kind of things. So the number one, the ones that people come to us with, Salesforce, Infusionsoft, HubSpot, very common, MailChimp. When we're done, the one we recommend them to more often than not, which just holds all the water, is ActiveCampaign. ActiveCampaign in the light version, which is very inexpensive to start, and it does scale, but it doesn't go from 50 to 900. It goes 50, then 80, then 100, 125. You can grow a 2,500-person business on there for like around $100 a month. The point is ActiveCampaign has all of the feature compatibility. So it's got e-commerce add-on compatibility, events compatibility, dynamic tagging, and so forth. The other ones, I'll be quite literally frank, there's nothing else to recommend, but there are a ton of them. So yesterday, for example, I had about 5 calls. 2 of the people came with high level. And I felt sad because the confusion we started talking about at the beginning of the show applies not just to all-in-one plugins. It applies to, in the SaaS world, there are companies like High Level that are building essentially a competitor to a Salesforce, Infusionsoft, HubSpot, whatever. They're trying to say, look, our platform does all your marketing automation. But where they really don't make it clear, they're not fair, is WordPress, you can own and control 99% of what you need to do. And WP Fusion connects you to, well, maybe 5% that you need to do with the CRM. So it's not really fair for them to pretend like, oh, we've got a WordPress plugin, all is groovy, because their WordPress plugin is sort of treating WordPress as an afterthought to their platform first. But obviously, because they're in the business of trying to sell that. But when people come to me like with a High Level, then I have to sort of talk them down from the tree like a cat and go like, let's talk about what you're trying to do. And how, like yesterday, there was a very lovely lady out of business. She was very frustrated because when you use a third-party SaaS, you have to have webhooks to talk back to WordPress about every little thing. And she was into High Level for $100 a month. She could have been into Fluent for $129 for the year, but now she had sunken cost fallacy working on her and time fallacy. Oh, I built all my stuff using all the... I took a month to learn how to do their stuff. And I'm like, shame on them, you know. But again, I can't blame them because they're in business to sell their own shit, you know, and that's it.
I've had recently like 2 to 3 new clients, and they're in with SendBlue. Now, SendBlue, I'm just getting the vibe that they're looking at all these solutions, and a few of them have been recommended to SendBlue. What's your
view? SendBlue is SendBlue, right?
Yes.
Okay, sorry.
No, I'm wondering
So SendBlue is a really nice secondary choice for somebody on a budget. Here's why. When you look at the cost of SendBlue and actually the features that they've recently added, they did what MailChimp coulda, woulda, shoulda done, but didn't. MailChimp, when they decided, it was several years ago before they got sold, to do marketing automation capacity, instead of actually adding real tags and real triggers and real conditions and real automations, they did sort of a false bounce people from list to list method. And so they kind of crippled themselves before they even started. SendBlue, to its credit, had a revamp recently, I think because they either merged with another company. Now they have two advantages over ActiveCampaign for a certain subset of people. Advantage one, if you are a business that legitimately is just buying mailing lists, if such a thing even exists, and you have like a million people that you want to put on lists, SendBlue's cost is even more beneficial than anything else. In other words, it legitimately costs you fractions of a penny per person on a list. But the second thing is that it actually does, for the price, which is the lowest of any of the, you know, comparables, give you some really powerful features and integration directly with WordPress and WooCommerce, which complement the kind of stuff you would do with WP Fusion. And so for that reason, I would say if you are on a budget but want a SaaS and you're not going to consider for some reason using Fluent, then it would be ActiveCampaign first recommendation, SendBlue second. Now, if you have somebody who, again, is married to HubSpot or Salesforce or Infusionsoft, God bless you. I know what it's like to be in the middle. That's what happens with a lot of freelancers and agencies. The customer tells them, well, some person decided all this and now they're all married to it. Well, you can still do what we're talking about, but you have to just put your, you know, see no evil, hear no evil over your face and ignore the fact that they're getting hosed on the cost for what they could do for $129 a year.
Right. So let's go on. I am getting some echo back from your side, Spence.
Feedback on the mic?
Yeah, it's coming from your side.
I'll turn off the mic.
So we touched it in the first half of the show. So what are the benefits and what are the things people can understand if they're looking to utilize WP Fusion with Fluent CRM? Because I'm a little bit confused myself. I think I know, but you know more about this. Can you spell out the clear benefits of having those two plugins, or is it a case that you can start with Fluent CRM, and if it's set up in the right way, you could install at some stage WP Fusion, or should you utilize both? And can you give a quick outline why you should do that?
Yeah, that's actually a great question. And it's something that I have the distinct benefit and pleasure of being able to be literally directly communicating at any time through Slack or otherwise with Jack or Shah Jahan. There are still one or two things that they need to sort out, but over the last year or two, we've sorted out a lot of the conflicts. And here's what they involve. If you think of all the other CRMs being SaaS solutions, WP Fusion clearly owns the domain space inside of your WordPress dashboard, right? So when you're setting up a product or a page or a post, there will be meta boxes that are WP Fusion controls, right? What tag will somebody get if they buy this product? Because Fluent CRM is in WordPress and because they're very progressive, they've built a lot of similar features into their own product. So for example, in my specialty area with the WooCommerce products and sales funnels, you will see on a product a WP Fusion tab in the product detail area, as well as a Fluent. And they either one or both could add tags. You don't want that. So what I've said to them, and they've done a good job in other parts of the dashboard, I've said, I would love it if somebody could make a global choice to show or not show one or the other in all the areas so that they can choose, because they do have complementary features. And here's how it breaks out. I use Fluent CRM in the same way as if it was a SaaS CRM. So in other words, the answer is number one, always use WP Fusion, even with Fluent. I second, set up Fluent CRM as if it was a SaaS CRM. That is to say, in the actual interface, right, I don't do any of the controls that are available for Fluent CRM for adding tags. I only use it for conditionally displaying or managing the tags. And that is, here's a use case. Somebody who's going to buy a product. There's going to be a product setup. There's two tabs. One is WP Fusion, one is Fluent CRM. I use the WP Fusion tab for saying if they buy or subscribe to the product, get a tag. Next, when it comes to like what happens with the tag, LearnDash. If I want to enroll somebody because they have a tag, I'll use WP Fusion's capability again for that. However, if I wanted to do an automation or a follow-up, or change the conditional display, let's say, of things on a layout inside of a Gutenberg stack of whatever, regular blocks, Caden blocks, then I will use typically the block, the conditional block from Fluent, because it's very flexible and lets me say, you know, if they have this tag or that tag, you know, show this or show that. So by differentiating the fact that they do have overlapping features, and I'm only going to use WP Fusion for all the normal WordPress stuff, but I'm only going to use Fluent for the things I do as a result of it. Now I've got a very nice sort of two-column thought process, and it works fine. Ultimately, though, what I hope will happen is that they will continue with being responsive and add a few, like, you know, turn it on here, turn it off their controls, and then everything will live together without any confusion. Your mic's off. Your microphone.
Hopefully we haven't lost a few people there, but hopefully they integrate even more, because I think it would be so beneficial for
both. It is. I mean, Jack is always doing regular updates, and Shah Jahan and his team, I mean, they're just blowing it out of the water, because they're covering a lot of the territory that I personally am involved with needing and wanting, and they're very responsive to it.
Yeah. One last question before we wrap up the podcast part of the show. Now, it's part of your recommendation of Stack, of your Lego tools, as the metaphor that you regularly use, which I love. So what's your position with WP Fusion with one of your key Lego plugins, Stack, WooCommerce? And I'm interested to see how... That is why I thought Sansei LMS, you would be enthusiastic about that, because it is very integrated with WooCommerce in a very...
If you pay for their add-on.
Exactly. So how do you position in your own recommended stack of Legos WP Fusion with WooCommerce. And am I still correct that it's a key part of your recommendative stacker plugin, like Lego Blocks?
Okay, well, so WooCommerce is absolutely essential to every site. And that's where I also have a lot of people who come in with all kinds of unusual legacy things. I mean, I understand why, but gosh forbid, ThriveCart, or this young lady yesterday was going to use, she was going to sell on Kajabi and then needed to tell WordPress that they had bought on Kajabi. Why? Well, because WooCommerce, I didn't know how to set it up, or it was too this or too that. So let me just clarify. WooCommerce is a free plugin. You do pay, if you get the retail price, $199 a year for their WooCommerce subscriptions add-on. So call it $199 because most people need it. But it's $199 a year for something that, quite literally, there is not a plugin or product or service I've ever seen that does not connect some way directly or otherwise to WooCommerce. So you might as well just have that in core of WordPress, because quite frankly, it does the following. Alone or with other plugins like LaunchFlows or the ones I mentioned, it onboards users, registering and logging them in. It works with WP Fusion to allow you to tag and track them. It allows you to customize the forms and the intake. It works with all the other things that we just discussed that are for other features like social networking or e-learning or affiliates and so forth. So it acts as like the hub of your entire stack. I really can't imagine any reason that anybody doesn't want it, because even if you don't take money, the onboarding, registration, login, the capability to extend the other features without taking actual money is worth every amount of the free that it costs, even without using the subscription add-on. So in my stack, it's really this simple. There is nothing I build that does not have WordPress, WooCommerce, almost every time WooCommerce subscriptions, WP Fusion. If they can use it, Fluent CRM. I use Fluent Forms, although Gravity Forms is just fine. I just use Fluent because it's totally capable and awesome. But Forms, it's not as big of a deal, but there are some use cases for Fluent Forms being very helpful. The free one is fine. You could use the pro one. If I may say, I'm using Launch Flows and everything, because I wrote that plugin in the same way as Utility that makes any kind of membership site or e-commerce just do things it couldn't do. That basic stack covers everything. And if you've got that and you add in, let's say, the premium cost of LearnDash or Lifter Pro, you're at, again, between $600 and $1,200 per year for your total cost of ownership. That means you're $50 to $100 a month with ownership and control versus renting ClickFunnels, Kartra, Kajabi, or something. And I want to address, because I'm not beating up on Sensei, and I don't want to say his name, but the fella in charge is a super awesome guy. He's a pal of mine. But when I talk to them, they're trying to sell their connector to WooCommerce, which doesn't do anything close to what we're talking about here. So by the time you're done paying for their add-on, you would have been better just to go with the stack that I'm talking about. And then you can actually do stuff with Sensei that is essentially as good or better than their pro add-on. And yeah. I don't know why anybody would want to do that, you know.
Yeah, well, I think Ronnie and his team, he's done amazing work because he's been here for less than a year, and he's really rejuvenated and built a really good team. And I think they're on a charge. But, you know, we have to see how it goes. But
the difficulty is Ronnie as a person and as a leader is
superb.
High five. But he's working under automatic. I mean, he's working that's all you need to say. Like, he has to stay within the confines of what they're allowing his team to do.
It's like any large corporation. Going to wrap up the podcast part of the show. We have got a couple of questions. After every podcast, we stay on and answer some questions or finish off the discussion. So please, if you're available, watch us live on YouTube or join the Mastermind Machine Show Facebook group. That's where we push it. Or you can watch it on LinkedIn and put your questions to us, but it's best to watch it on the YouTube channel. And we'll answer any questions you've got. So, Spencer, what's the best way to find out more about you and your great knowledge and get some get some initial free consultation?
The easiest way right now, although soon it will be at SpencerForman.com, is that will be at WPLaunchify.com, and I have the free call button. And from there, I will direct you to just showing you exactly on a personal level in 15 minutes what we're talking about. I have free demos and otherwise. But the stack of stuff we mentioned today, I have prefabricated into solutions built around this, that, or the other. And again, what happens oftentimes, and that's why our companies are complementary, is that we're at a different level of the expertise. So comparable to a bridge engineer or architect, we help at the level of like the higher level. What's everything look like? Where's it going and stuff? Your company, I would think, I'll let you speak for yourself, is more fairly the implementer. You're the one that actually, again, goes forth with it. So oftentimes we'll work together on projects, but I can clarify for a lot of folks like what they need and why they need it at no cost. That often leads to our engagements because the number one thing people say to me is, why is WordPress so hard? And I say, because the way that it was allowed to come into fruition all of these years was like a flea market. And instead of being from the top down organized, everyone shows up on a Sunday and there's random tables and they get like a different result based on who they talked to or what table was there or if it was raining. And you and I both are seeking through this and otherwise to make WordPress more like a platform where if you go to IKEA, you go to the Lego store, you know exactly what you're going to get and you know everything works right. And that's the thing that WordPress could be and not expensive.
We supply the best plugin solutions and the best platform for value for money, but we don't enforce people because we are fundamentally a hosting provider. But if you want advice and you want to listen to us, we don't suggest every plugin out there. We've got a slim down.
No, that's the point. It's curated to look. The WordPress ecosystem currently had on the order of 54,000 plugins. Looking at a subscription plugin or looking at an e-learning, there might be 12 or 13 choices. But you know what? When I go to buy coffee at the store or if I buy a particular type of food or service, there may be 100 choices, but I know which one is the best because of experience or asking somebody. And so you don't need to worry about a million choices. That just causes analysis paralysis. Sometimes it's better to just go, well, what will it cost me to get right to the right result that has 60,000 other people behind it? And that's where our advice and our services come in handy because the end result is the same. One last metaphor I use all the time is this. Somebody in today's world says, I want a phone. You know what it's going to look like? It's going to look like this. But 10 years ago, there might have been 120 different types of phones, right? BlackBerry's, Trios, flip phones. Now it's either this shape or this shape, but it's that's what we've come to. And similarly with WordPress, you don't need to come up with new ways to build a membership site because we can tell you exactly the recipe you need based upon a few of these decisions.
Ta-da. Yeah, before we wrap it up, I just want to mention our major sponsors that are so generous in sponsoring the show. It's much appreciated. That's Sansei LMS. We've discussed that, a great team. We've got LaunchFlows, Spencer's plugin, which is great. We've got Blogful. If you're looking for the best backup and security solution, and we've got a new major sponsor, Lifter LMS, a great company that they are part of the sponsorship of this show and my other show. They're all much appreciated, and you can find special deals from them and other WordPress and SaaS providers by going over to wptonic.com/deals, and you find some all what you're looking for there. We're going to wrap up the podcast part of the show. Like I say, we've got a couple of questions. We're going to try and answer those. Please join us for the live show, and you can ask your questions during the show. After we've finished the podcast, we will answer your questions live. We will be back next week with another great show. See you soon, folks. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Membership Machine Show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes and leave a rating to support the show. Until next time.